Major political upsets going on in Pakistan. More on that coming up. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Amidst government upheaval, we'll tell you ways that you can pray for Pakistan today. And a new ministry partnership signals great things in Bible translations for the deaf. That story in just a few moments. But first, on Friday, Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif resigned following a Supreme Court order that ousted him from the position. Sharif was one of several world leaders caught up in the Panama Papers scandal last year. Sharif's brother has been named interim prime minister, and many believe that he'll continue to hold unofficial power through the close family tie. Bruce Allen of FMI says the situation is par for the course for the nation.
It is struggling to remain stable. Actually, Sharif is the 18th prime minister of Pakistan in its history, and not a single one of the 17 prime ministers that preceded him have been able to complete their full term in office.
Allen says Pakistanis are much less concerned with the legal issues than they are about how this will impact existing problems.
The average citizen is much more concerned about the economic situation, which they believe is going to remain the same, which is not a good one. Food prices are spiraling high.
But if things are uncertain for the average citizen, how much more for the Pakistani believers who are so often persecuted? Allen says to pray this way.
We want to pray for the ability of these leaders to disciple their congregations in very strong ways so that the congregations themselves can be reflections of that hope to the wider community.
Next, a year after the Turkish military's failed coup that killed nearly 250 people, democracy in Turkey is on the brink of extinction. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is disposing of civil servants by the thousands for alleged links to the coup and is rewriting the constitution to give him uncontested power. Through a spotty Skype connection, we spoke with Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Basma Dabur for some context.
Turkey was going through an amazing time of democracy under the president Atatürk, who brought a secular state in a Muslim context, which was kind of very innovative. But with the election of President Erdogan, Islam became the religion of the state back and had more influence in democracy and regulations and politics.
Turkey is a key player in the Middle East as extremists from countries like Algeria and Libya travel through it to reach Iraq and Syria. But Dabur says this also opened doors for the gospel.
It's amazing what the Lord has been doing there. Oh, especially with the refugees coming from Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, there is an unprecedented revival taking place among Muslims in the underground church there.
And there's a great spiritual harvest happening in Turkey. Pray for more workers and for their safety. And there's an old African proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Today, while there are many portions of Scripture translated into sign languages, there isn't one sign language today that has a complete Bible translation. And with current translation rates, J.R. Buckley with the Deaf Bible Society says it could be 200 years before there was a completed Bible in every sign language. To go both faster and farther with those projects, Deaf Bible Society has partnered with Wycliffe Bible Translators. Buckley explains that with his new relationship, Deaf Bible will handle the field coordination for Wycliffe Bible Translators' sign language translation projects.
We're looking at having about 15 projects that we're working on with Wycliffe Bible Translators around the world. And our goal at the Bible Society is, we said we'd like to see another 50 new translation projects started over the next 2.5 years.
You can always support Deaf Bible Society and these sign language scripture translation projects through the article links at missionnews.org. And be sure to cover the projects and this new ministry partnership in prayer.
We pray that it will not only strengthen the ability to see acceleration in sign language translation world, we pray that it brings strength to the overall Bible translation cause.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Christian persecution seems to be increasing everywhere, but so is hope. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who faced incredible hardship because of their faith. You'll find valuable real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.